Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm here with another one of our Who's Who in the Accounting Profession series. And today I have John Ames, and John is the Executive Vice President of the National Society of Accountants. So welcome today, John.
Thank you, Darren.
If you don't mind, for our listeners' sake, just give them a little bit of background on the National Society of Accountants, what you do, and why they should be interested.
The National Society of Accountants has been around more than 60 years. We typically have, as members, small business accountants, what I call Main Street practitioners. And those accountants can be CPAs, but they can also just be graduates in accounting and have decided to offer bookkeeping services, and a lot of them are enrolled agents, which means that they pass the test and can prepare tax returns and represent taxpayers at the IRS. Some of them are certified financial planners, but the main thing is that they represent the small business community.
Well, you guys have a myriad of members then, and do you see with some of the new licensing that's getting ready to take place with tax preparers mm-hmm. having any impact on membership in a positive way, or how would that work?
Well, it's having an impact in that there's a lot of confusion and uncertainty in that marketplace. The IRS on Thursday of last week, May 6th, had a hearing on a proposal that would require all tax return preparers to apply to the IRS to get what is called a professional tax ID number, a PTIN. That would apply to CPAs, that would apply to lawyers, enrolled agents, but it would also apply to people who have never in their lives really seen the need to interact with the IRS, those who prepare returns, give them to the clients, and have the clients file them. Those people are now going to be required to have a PTIN if they prepare returns for compensation. So that is brand new.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. It's going to be interesting to watch and see how that evolves over the next couple of years. But for our listeners who are not aware of what you and I are talking about, is really over the next 3 years, we're going to kind of phase this thing in. But at least this year, everybody who prepares a return is going to have a PTIN, right?
That is correct. That proposal is going to mandate everyone get a PTIN. You'll be able to get a brand new one as of September 1st. That is at least what they were telling us last week. And if you get a PTIN before the end of the year, then they'll give you about 3 years to pass this examination that they have that they're going to be rolling out. But those who miss that window and those who apply for this PTIN next year, they'll have to pass the exam first. So we're telling all of our members, if you even have a gleam in your eye here about doing this, by all means, get that PTIN this year and then take that exam at your leisure if you need to.
Great advice. The other thing is there's going to be continuing education requirements now on those who prepare returns, and so that will probably have somewhat of an impact.
Oh, very much so. Certainly for the enrolled agents and the lawyers and the CPAs among our membership, it's not going to have any impact at all because they're already required to have continuing education. But yeah. Those who are currently what we call unenrolled, that is, they're not currently regulated by the IRS, this mandate will be new to them, and frankly, that's where technology comes in, because a lot of the education is available now online. You can get it by webinars and podcasts, that kind of thing, and we anticipate that there will be a great demand for that simply because of the convenience involved.
Yeah. you know, you probably have better statistics than I do, John, but, you know, it's my understanding that there's roughly 138,000, and I'm going to use the word firms out there, maybe it's practitioners, but, you know, of that group, I mean, really a small portion of them are CPAs at this point. So, yeah, there's a great abundance of people in this community that are not licensed CPAs but are practicing in a different way.
That's exactly right. There are CPAs whose job it is to basically audit. There are CPAs whose only job is to work with the Securities and Exchange Commission on regulatory filings. And there is really, as you say, a subset of CPAs whose job it is to prepare tax returns. So there is going to certainly be a large number of people coming out of the woodwork that will never have needed a P-10 or education or that sort of thing before. The IRS is currently estimating that there will be somewhere between 900,000 and 1.2 million people who are going to be registering to be preparers under this program.
That's pretty amazing, really. John, if you don't mind, tell our listeners what the benefit of joining the NSA is.
Well, one of the things that that we've been doing is keeping, you know, very much on top of that with the IRS. I mentioned there was a hearing on May 6th about these requirements. Well, there was a couple of glitches we saw in those regulations, and we both submitted comments and appeared at the hearing to point out some of these problems to the IRS. There is a meeting we held with the director of OPR yesterday, along with the individual at IRS who is in charge of implementing the registration and the tax and the test. And we talk with them about making this as smooth as possible for these you know, newly regulated preparers, but also for the CPAs and the enrolled agents who's have been doing this and are now being asked to go to a slightly different regime. You know, what does that mean in terms of what they're going to be expected to do? What does that mean in terms of the kind of education that will qualify? Because one of the things that the IRS wants to make sure about is that if you're going to get educated about tax laws and how to do returns, that it's of a sufficiently high level that that it's actually useful and appropriate for what these people are being asked to do when they prepare tax returns.
Yeah. You know, I know another benefit that you guys have is that, you know, the NSA technology advisor, you know, our monthly publication goes to all your members. Isn't that right?
It does go to all of our members, and there are some of them that that tell me that when that comes in, they close the office door and they read it cover to cover because...
Hey, I like to hear that.
Well, and as someone once said, it has the added advantage of being true.
That's a start.
But that is the way things are going. You know, if you're going to be really a professional in this line of work, you are working on a computer, you are e-filing returns, you are downloading things from the Internet, and you better keep on top of that because it's changing so fast, and it's going to be changing again when the IRS requires these P-10s, and they're saying, well, you know, just go online and register. And I have some people have already said, geez, you know, I'm not really computer literate. What do I need to do? And I'm pointing out this may be an excellent opportunity to become computer literate.
So it would be a good time.
That is where the IRS is going.
Absolutely. And, you know, I live in Indiana, and Indiana's moving that direction. I suspect a lot of other states are.
Oh, absolutely, you
know,
yes.
It's just a fact of the way we do business today and in a profession like, you know, we're in. That's the way it's done. So I think becoming computer literate, and we'll offer probably 27 webcasts through the NSA Technology Advisor and the CPA Technology Advisor this year. And I believe last year we had about 12,000 participants, John. So, you know, and a lot of those were your members. And so it's great.
That's right.
great free CPE for them to learn a lot more about technology.
And there's a lot of different types of CPE that's available, and that the IRS will recognize. It's not just tax law. It's how do you work in an office where you're expected to interface with the IRS on the computer? How does that work? What about the paperless office? There's just a lot of things that you can learn, and we have encouraged the webinars, and we've even made sure that the webinars we offer for tax preparer education is recognized by the state boards of accountancy. They have their particular standards, because we want to make sure that it is of a sufficiently high standard, and when CPAs take our webinars or other education, that it will be sufficient and counted for their CPA license. And the same thing with the enrolled agents. And we're encouraging these newly regulated or about to be regulated tax preparers to take that education to make sure it's appropriate for what they're being asked to do.
Well, John, I don't want to take too much of your time today, so I appreciate you spending some time with me, and I know our listeners will appreciate it. Any closing thoughts that you'd like for our listeners to take away as it relates to the NSA?
Well, as I think we're trying to be at the forefront of the regulation, and it's not just tax preparer regulation, but there's international financial reporting standards coming along. Everyone thinks that accounting is a very staid kind of thing, but if you're talking about trying to comply with international standards that are coming down the road, or trying to keep up with the myriad tax laws that come down the pike every year or every week, it sometimes seems, you really need to belong to a professional organization that is going to help you do business and not worry about this other stuff. We'll keep you on top of it, and we'll give you the information you need to focus on, so that you can do what you need to do, whether it's bookkeeping or accounting or tax returns or what have you.
Great. Well, John, thanks so much for your time today and for all your support and all you do for the accounting and tax community. So with that, I wish you a good day, and thanks so much.
Very good. Thanks, Darren.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.